Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Now, just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes, with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP that year. Now, tonight, we're going back to the future and hitting the year 1985. That was the year the movie Back to the Future came out. All right, so we're going to play some music, and we're going to start off with a set of a trio here of music, three songs here that of artists I've never heard of. That's one of the great things about doing this show is I occasionally come across artists that I have no idea who they are or what they're about. We're going to start off with a group called Victory, and they are a German heavy metal band from Hanover and who were putting out their self-titled debut in 1985 called Victory. Victory, obviously, and it was more known for its album cover, which kind of features a woman not wearing too much clothes, sort of laying on her back. It's on CBS Records, and it's catalog number 85473. So we are going to play a song called The Hunter. So here is Victory right now on Random Draw.
Yeah! just her. She always was a little bit confused. She's not worth the time I had to lose. That's why I'll never believe her again. She might have deceived all my friends. I know they will see in the end what it all means when she says.
That was I Want You Back by Simon F. Before that, we heard New Romance, It's a Mystery by the group Widow. And we started off this trio of unknown artists to me with a song called The Hunter by a group called Victory. Now, that second group we heard, Widow, they were an 80s pop band, you know, sort of a popish, metalish, I don't know what you want to call them, rock band, you know, 80s music. They all sounded that similar. They were putting out their second album in 1985, an album called Rocket, and it was on Albatross Records. It was their second and final album of the group's history, and that song was their second and final single they ever put out. Well, that was Widow with their song called New Romance, It's a Mystery. And finally, that last song we heard was Simon F. and his song, I Want You Back, taken off of his debut album called Gun. Now, Simon F. is actually, it's a guy, his name is Simon Fellows. He's a British artist, and he's not one of those Julian Fellows or an actor like Simon Fellows, a different Simon Fellows. He began as a journalist and moved into music, and he was putting out his first album on Chrysalis Records in 1985. Like I said, an album called Gun. It was 85-538 here at WTBR, and that was his debut single as well on Chrysalis Records, the song I Want You Back. So there you go. That was Simon F. All right, we're going to move into the next set of music. This next three songs all came from soundtrack albums that I found in this collection, this sort of random set of records. And we're going to start off with a artist that you all know of if you know anything about hard rock or listen to this channel. That's John Paul Jones, the bass player for Led Zeppelin. And in 1985, he was composing the soundtrack album to a British movie called Scream for Help. But being a John Paul Jones album, it also features some amazing guest artists. Including on this particular track that I'm going to be playing for you. I'm going to be playing a song called Crackback, and it's got on there, it's got Jimmy Page on guitar. You might have heard of him as well from Led Zeppelin. So there you go. So here's a song by John Paul Jones called Crackback right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back. Okay, that was Night Ranger with This Boy Needs to Rock. Before that, we heard the group Killing Joke in their classic song, 80s. And we started off this set of songs from soundtrack albums from the year 1985 with John Paul Jones featuring Jimmy Page with a song called Crackback from the soundtrack for the movie Scream for Help. Now, that Killing Joke song, the 80s, is one of the most famous songs of theirs. The Killing Joke is a sort of a British post-punk and punkish group that started in around 1980 when their first album came out. So by 1985, they never were a big hit in America. And that single that I heard was the 80s wasn't even one of their biggest hits, but it always seems like one that was very famous, I always thought of. And I always remember hearing it on compilation albums or on TV shows. It originally was on their album in 1984 called Nighttime. We were taking it from the Weird Science motion picture soundtrack, catalog number 85-492 on MCA Records here. And of course, you know, that Weird Science movie, one of the famous movies, Anthony Michael Hall, Robert Downey Jr.'s in there, Kelly LeBrock. But again, that one I always thought of was more famous for the song Weird Science by Oingo Boingo, but I decided to play the song 80s by The Killing Joke, which if you like Nirvana, you probably know The Killing Joke song, because doesn't it sound like Come As You Are? All right, so that was Killing Joke with 80s. And we finished up that set of soundtrack songs with Night Ranger and their song This Boy Needs to Rock. Now, that song also came out, I believe, came out early 85 on their album Seven Wishes, their third album. That album had a few hits like Sentimental Street and Four in the Morning. They didn't release this song as a single, so they put it on the soundtrack to the movie Explorers, starring Ethan Hawke and River Phoenix. So that was Night Ranger with This Boy Needs to Rock. All right, we're going to be back in just a moment here on Random Draw. We're going to listen to some more great random music from the year 1985. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Do you like 90s alternative?
Do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTVR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR. Saturdays at 2 p.m. for all this and more.
It's Zennial Yearbook!
We all know WTBR is great to listen to on 89.7 FM, but did you know that you can listen to WTBR just about anywhere? We've got a web stream, and it's easy to use. Go to WTBRFM.com on your computer and click play. You can use the TuneIn app on your smartphone and connect it to your car's sound system. Or you can use your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play WTBRFM, and there's your community radio station. WTBR, for the love of radio.
Have you ever dreamed of being a radio DJ, spinning your favorite vinyl, CDs, and MP3s? Have you ever wanted to share conversations with interesting guests with the community? Then the WTBR-FM Programming Committee wants to hear from you. We are now accepting proposals for new programs. For more information, visit WTBRFM.com or call 445-4234. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
All I know is you never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Did I just tell you not to say that again?
WTBR.
Okay, we are back here on Random Draw. I've been listening to tunes from the year 1985. While I got the chance, I want you to remember to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Apple Music and places like that. You can also visit our station's website for more information at WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get my podcast, all the podcasts from all the great shows, see the full schedule and the full lineup of all the other shows, and there's even a donate button if you wish to pass along a few dollars our way to keep the record spinning and the lights on. All right, back to the music. music from the year 1985. We're going to jump into a group by the name of Quarterflash, you know, rock group from Portland, Oregon. I would think of their big hit single, Harden My Heart. Well, we're not going to listen to that song today. No, we're going to be listening to a song called Talk to Me, and it was off of an album they released on Geffen Records. It was called Back into Blue, catalog number 85-603. So here is Quarterflash right now with Talk to Me on Random Draw.
Yeah.
That was The Outfield with All the Love in the World. Before that, we heard the group Heaven with the song Knocking on Heaven's Door. And we opened up the second half of the show here with Quarter Flash and their song Talk to Me. Now, that song, Knocking on Heaven's Door, is, of course, a Bob Dylan cover song that the group Heaven, that's an Australian heavy metal band that were formed in 1980, and by 1985, they were putting out their final album called Knocking on Heaven's Door, and it was on Columbia Records, catalog number 85-611 here. It's always good to hear a cover version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. You know, you've heard so many of them. I always think of Guns N' Roses one myself, because that's the one I sort of grew up on. I guess you can sort of tell what age I am by that. But there you go. That was Heaven and their cover of Knockin' on Heaven's Door. And then after that, we played The Outfield with the song All the Love in the or All the Love in the World. Either way, I think it's called All the Love on the actual album, I think. Let me see here. Yeah, All the Love. But it was a big hit single for The Outfield. It actually reached number 19 on the Hot 100. Now, it wasn't as big as the other hit song on that album. They had a couple other ones on there, like Your Love and Saying It Isn't So. So, again, it was a really big hit album, multi-platinum album for The Outfield. And that was, I mean, I think they had a couple other singles, but this was the big album, Play Deep, that everyone seemed to have in the year 1985. I think it went like 3 or 4 times platinum. So it's catalog number 85-497 here at WTBR. And that was The Outfield with All the Love in the World. All right, we got time for a few more tracks here. We're going to open up with a 2-time inductee in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who is doing a solo album, and that's Greg Raleigh. He's been inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of both Santana and Journey, and he was putting out a solo album in 1985, and it's a self-titled album called Greg Raleigh, go figure. This was his debut album coming out, and it was on Columbia Records, catalog number 85-535. And I'm going to play a song for you that you should know if you listen to music in the 80s. This is the version that you don't know, probably. It's a song made famous by Eddie Money. It's a song called I Wanna Go Back. So here is Greg Raleigh right now on Random Draw. That was The Cure with In Between Days. Before that, we heard Neil Young and his song Get Back to the Country. And, of course, we opened that set up with Greg Raleigh doing a song called I Want to Go Back that was made famous by Eddie Money a few years later. Now, that Neil Young song, Get Back to the Country, was taken from his album called Old Ways, which was on Geffen Records. And if you know anything about the 80s and Neil Young, you know Geffen actually sued him because they felt like he wasn't putting out albums that were indicative of his style. But if you know Neil Young, he really doesn't have a set style. So he can go from a vocoder album like Trans to a 50s doo-wop hillbilly album like, what's it, Shocking Pinks. And then you get Old Ways, which is a pure country album featuring people like Waylon Jennings and a bunch of other country artists on here. So that was the Neil Young song, Get Back to the Country. And we closed up the show with The Cure with their single, In Between Days, which was taken from their sixth album, I believe it was, Head on the Door, which was released on Elektra Records. In the UK, it was a big hit album. It hit number 7 over here in America and only number 59. So what are you going to do? I mean, they didn't become really big in America until the late 80s, early 90s when they were putting out top 10 albums for The Cure. But there you go. That was their single, In Between Days, by The Cure. All right, well, that wraps it up for us here on Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.